Today on The Grave Talks, part two of Between Two Worlds, a conversation with clairvoyant psychic medium, Brittany Ann. Did you need to find a mentor? Because I know some people, they work with someone to help. And there'd be a number of ways I could see how it could be beneficial to have a mentor. And maybe your mom was actually a mentor to you.
I would say my mom, due to what she mentioned to me. And that would, like I said, that always stick. Just don't be afraid of it. And that right there, it helped me in so many ways. More than just don't be afraid of spirit and what I see, you know, but also just don't be afraid of this gift. Yeah. So, and trust it. So I just trust it. I trust what spirit is providing me. I've even read skeptics. I read people, believers and non-believers. And a lot of people end up being amazed because they didn't believe. Or sometimes I come across people who they're not familiar with the messages at the time. So they feel like it's not real. And then come back later.
Yeah.
Like I had a client that came back 3 years later and told me everything that was provided happened during that time, 3 years later.
I could understand in a reading, if it doesn't make sense now, mm-hmm. give it some time.
Yep. That's what I tell them all the time. I have to tell that because a lot of clients may assume that this is now. It got to be now. So she's reading me. So she's reading me what's going on in my life now or what happened prior. But the thing with me and how I read a lot of my visions, it is foreseen. Even though I can pick up on the present, yes, and also the past. But a lot of times, a lot of my messages are in the future, whether it's a week later, tomorrow when you wake up, or years later.
Are you able to turn it on and turn it off? Like, is it hard for you to go to the grocery store be out in it, like at a concert? Is it just, I can tell by the way you just went, that's got to be difficult because it would be like, being bombarded.
Yes, absolutely. So, I don't like grocery shopping. I never did for that reason. I never explained it to others. But, of course, a lot of people know now. But I never really liked grocery shopping. I would just, It has been times where, I'm going to just give you this particular situation that happened. I went to the grocery store and I'm in this aisle and they tell me to turn and go to the lady. And I'm like, oh, Lord. So they're talking to me and they're telling me they provided me his name, the guy that was there with me, he provided his name and he said his mom, this is his mom. He asked me to get her attention, go to her. He said, can you tell her about, it was first provide her his name, which I did. I'm not going to say it, you know, but provide his name and to tell her that he loved her and you can find it in a closet, on a shelf in a closet. And when I provided his name, she broke down in tears and she said, oh, my gosh, how do you know that? I said, do you believe? No, first she said, yeah, how do you know that? And she was like, that's my son. That's my son. My son name. And I said, yeah, well, he's here. He's here with us. She was just crying. And she was just like, wow. Oh my gosh, how do you know that? I said, well, I can speak to them and I see them. She asked me for a hug. She said, "Can I hug you?" Normally, I'm not too friendly with that. Not with, but especially with all the things that I can pick up, it's a lot. But of course, I hugged her.
She needed it at that moment.
She did, and I even cried. So we both was crying, and she just thanked me, she thanked me, and that was that. But
I wonder what it was in the closet. There had to have been something she was looking for.
Oh, yeah. She actually mentioned, she said she'd been looking for it. She said, "That's where it's at." I forgot about that. She said, "That's where it's at." And so she got her answer. So he knew that, of course, you know, he's always with her. But he knew that she was looking, and he told her. I forgot all about that. But yeah, she was like, "I've been looking for it. That's where it's at. That's where it's at." And it was me and her on the aisle for, I don't know how much time went by, because I was just.
That one makes me all emotional, and I wasn't even involved. It's like, yeah, it's just.
It was definitely.
It's a beautiful, like, it's like the son saw his opportunity to get to his mom.
Yes.
And it's like, turn around, that lady. She's my mom. Talk to her.
They be so thankful when I do that. It brings me peace.
Yes.
When the spirit, not only the client or the stranger, but the spirit, they be happy.
Because they need someone like you, a conduit, to get to them.
Yes.
And, you know, especially with grief, grief can put up big old barriers around a person because they get so consumed by grief. And I get that. I've had deep, dark grief. But you get so consumed by it that it is hard for your loved one to get through. Yes. And we're not, us regular people, we're not used to that. So we're going to question all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, obviously.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but, you know, we think, oh, it was a sign. Was it really a sign? Rather than just going with it and taking it for what it was, like, that was an amazing sign you just got. When you do readings for people, do you find that most of them are dealing with grief and want a connection with someone who's passed?
Yes, I have a lot of clients that was going through grief, but then I have clients that just want to talk to their loved ones, and they accept it, you know. But then I have some that I have came across where they were really in a lot of grief, and they felt more at peace after.
And I think that would be an amazing ability. And I could see it being very emotional for you.
Oh.
To do that. Is it rather draining?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I have to find time to rest after every reading. I have to rest. Sometimes it actually made me sick. Sometimes I would get nauseous. Sometimes I would just feel so drained where I just have to do nothing but lay down. And sometimes it's not as bad.
What you had said earlier about when you first realized that you had this ability and you hadn't reached out to that person and you regretted that, as you've developed your ability, it's not all going to be roses and rainbows that come to you. I would imagine sometimes you encounter something dark or something you don't want to discuss.
Yes.
Have you figured out ways to deal with that now?
I just have to deliver. I've learned I can't hold anything back if it's brought to me. Now, if it's for my sake, then that's different. But if it's for someone else, they will tell me. They will let me know. And I would just have to reach out. I have to tell someone. I can't be quiet about it, or it's going to continue to come to me.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's not going to stop.
Yeah, it's not going to stop. And for my peace, I need to deliver.
And, you know, because I'm thinking about how we act in public with people we don't know really well and how we're super polite. Maybe that's not really how we would act with our close friends. But this is information isn't for you. It's for them.
Exactly.
So if you're filtering that information through yourself and only giving them part of the information, that wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right.
No.
Because you said that you had worked in, was it law?
Yes, in a legal field.
Yeah, the legal field.
Yes.
Did you ever, and I don't know what you did in the legal field, but did you ever encounter some things, even, you know, maybe like the grocery store situation, mm-hmm. that where something might have happened that information came to you that would just help other people, like missing persons or questions that people have and they need these answers, but they don't have any way to get them?
Yes, I've actually, I've done that in a live before, actually, but I've helped with missing, like a missing relative, or I think it was a relative, friend, but that happened on several occasions. Now, working in the legal field, when I was, it was different. It was definitely different. When I had to stop working in a criminal, and then I went to family, because it was just so much that I was seeing, but it really didn't make a difference. That's what I've learned, even changing the fields. it's gonna come to me regardless. So whatever they want to show me, they're gonna show me.
Can you also pick up on people's energy? Like, you know, because especially when you mention criminal, like, there would be some people who put on a good front, but behind the scenes, like, they are not good people. We all have encountered those people in our lives. But yes. Are you able to pick up on their energy?
Yes.
In a different way?
Once upon a time, no, because I wasn't. That's because I wasn't in acceptance. It was just, I knew I had the gift, but I wasn't using it, you know, but absolutely, positively now. Yes, absolutely. I always been able to see people auras though. But I still was.
Oh, that would be interesting. Like at a concert, then that would get crazy, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in a really big group of people.
Oh, yeah. I don't like being in groups and large groups. I've always been that way, even when I was younger. But it was different versus now. Then I was still, you know, being with friends and then still trying to hide who I am, hide my gift. I would still go out, but it never felt good. And then once I stepped more into my calling, it seemed like it got more intense, where I really don't like crowds.
I can see that. It would be overwhelming.
Spooky. Yeah, it can be. But I do know how to turn it off. I've learned, and it's, but sometimes even if I turn it off and they want to turn it back on, they will. Only time when they do that is when I really need to give that message out. So say for instance, I go to a function and it's a large crowd and I'm getting tons of messages. It's kind of like turning the channel of a radio, basically. That's how I get it. It's just one station after the next, like every person I'm getting. But before I step in, I will always have my talk, because I want it to be shut off, quiet, so I won't, you know, feel so overwhelmed. And yes, that would happen that would happen now, but I used to didn't know how to do that. It was different, but now I can do it. But again, if it's something that they want me to get across to someone, they're going to still come through.
Because it's kind of like an opportunity, like at the grocery store.
Yes.
You know, it's like their opportunity and we need to get this information to this person.
Yes.
And we've got one shot.
Yes. Yes.
You mentioned you have kids. Are your kids young now, or are you seeing any of this in your kids?
Yes.
Oh, how many do you have?
Two.
So both of them?
Yes, in different ways.
That's interesting. But it's also good. You can do what your mom did, you know, and kind of help them work through it.
Yeah. And because I wouldn't want them to be fearful.
And I'm telling you, when you're a kid, it's hard enough.
Oh.
It's just hard being a kid.
Yes, especially when you're seeing all types.
Exactly. And I have never had to deal with anything like that. Now, you started your own business where you offer readings. And it's Smell the Roses, and you do have a website.
I do.
Where did Smell the Roses come from?
That's a story too, but it was random, but apparently not random. So I made a Facebook page, and it was real discreet. It was really close, you know, friends and relatives. I think, you know, I only had like maybe 200, 300 at the time. And like I said, it was really discreet. I purposely made the name Smell the Roses. This was right before I told you about my two cousins, my twin cousins. They're the ones that brought me out to the world, to social media. Once I started doing live readings, due to them asking me many times, can they just share with people their readings that I did for them? Can they put it as a post? And at first I kept declining. No, because I was still afraid of people knowing outside of the ones that already know. So I was just like, no. And then, of course, they just kept pressuring me. And I was just like, okay. And I was like, if it turned out bad, I'll just take it down. She did it. And a lot of great feedback. People was like, I want a reading. I would love to have a reader too. So that's how that started. And then one of the other twin, she was doing card readings at the time. And she was like, that'll be great if we go live and you can do readings without, you know, using cards. You could just read them, which are clairvoyance, and I can just read them with the cards. So we did. We went live. I started reading people, and we would have them, you know, choose like what kind of reading they want. Everyone wanted a clairvoyance. She was like, well, that was her trick, though. She knew what she was doing. She knew that everyone was going to want a clairvoyant reading. She just wanted me to come out of my shell, come out, and also show everyone what I was able to do for her and her sister. And that's how that went. And everyone was just super amazed. And they was amazed because they was like, wow, how do you see that? And then I went to sleep that night, woke up the next morning to 5,000 max. This was when Facebook had a max where you couldn't add no more than 5,000 before they started the following part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was at max 5,000, and I had so many inboxes, people asking me, can you please delete someone to add me, delete someone to, and I'm just like, no, what the heck is going on? And it was all because of the video. It just went viral. Just a lot of people seeing
it. Isn't that something? So really, it was meant to be.
Yes.
You never had any choice at all about this.
Nope. But you know what? I never forget. When I was going to church, one time I went to church, the pastor had called me out in the middle of the church and mentioned that I have a gift of seeing to stop. Don't be afraid, because it's meant for the world to see. At that time, I had no clue of what she meant by the world, because I was just like, huh? I wasn't fully into, you know, doing readings and stuff like that. Not like that.
Well, that's
well,
a kind
now
of,
I know what she meant.
Yeah, and a lot of churches, I think, would run from, you know, and shut down conversation about abilities like you have. So I'm happy that you had a church that embraced that.
Yes.
And welcomed that.
Yes.
Because I do think that, you know, there are a lot of churches that would be like, that's not happening. You're making all that up. You can't do that. Sorcery. Yes. Now, so for someone to go to your website, do you do readings like over Zoom, or how do you normally offer your services?
Well, I do have video readings. It is by choice whether they want a video reading over Zoom, or they could do a call reading. So it's really by choice.
Does it help you to see them, or once you talk to a person, do you get things just randomly popping in your head about me, which I,
yes,
I'm not wanting you to, I'm not asking you to read me. That's what you do professionally. So does it just kind of come through once you make that connection with the person, whether it's on a phone or a Zoom? Doesn't matter.
Yes, it doesn't matter. Video, a lot of people, especially those who have never gotten a reading by me, they would just like to see me, you know.
I get that.
So I just offer that so people, you know, you can actually watch me. But familiar clients that they know and they've seen me in action and they know my abilities, they normally just make do a phone. So it's really, I just leave it out there for an option. So it's by choice.
And I could see how people would reach out to you through grief, because I think we've all been in that situation where we've lost a loved one and we want nothing more than to have a connection with that person. But also I could see your services could really help people who are going through a difficult time in their lives and need some clarity.
Yes.
I could also see you helping with that.
Yes. And I love what I do, because just by knowing the outcome of it and how it really helped people and bring that peace of mind, that's a beautiful feeling. Especially dealing with people who could be really hurt by the loss of someone, don't know how to move forward, or they just have questions for them, you know, whatever it may be. And once they actually speak to them directly through me, and they actually know it's them, because, of course, they will mention things that they know of from that person. So once they know that I'm connected, to actually have that conversation with their loved one is just a beautiful thing.
I would think it would be a really profound feeling for both, for you and for them.
Oh, yes.
Because you're giving them sometimes closure, sometimes answers, sometimes advice, you know, and that would be a very, when you're helping someone, even when somebody at this store falls down and you help them up, you know, good thing I was here right now to help you, but you get that on such a different level. Mm-hmm. It would be so profound.
Oh, yes. It gets overwhelming sometimes.
Oh, I bet it does. I can't even imagine going through this world like that. And I say this all the time. I think we all have, a lot of us, most of us, have a sense of intuition and kind of knowing that we, ignore for whatever reason. And what kind of advice would you give to someone who's not at your level, but, you know, those little voices that you hear and you're like, oh, I'm being crazy again?
I would say just listen, because the worst thing is being fearful.
Mm.
Through my experience, I feel so much better now than prior when I wasn't listening, when I would just run yeah. from it and ignore it. Because imagine being chased by a spirit or the messages. It's just constantly
I can't imagine
coming and coming and coming. And you're just like, oh my gosh. So embrace it.
And we're not all going to be at your level, but I think that there's just times those little voices come to you for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
And pay attention. Definitely. Now, is the best way to connect with you through the website?
Yes, the website. And other places that I'm located is also on the website.
Yeah, because you're on TikTok and Instagram and all of the social platforms.
Yes.
Smell the Roses, oshun.net?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll put a link so people can just click on that wherever they're listening.
Yes. And you know, also with the name, this is how I knew. Oh. thank you. No, I just got a message. But yeah, you know how I got the name Smell the Roses when I mentioned it was just random. But developing my business, just understanding more behind the meaning of Smell the Roses, it just goes so perfect. Because, you know, the meaning is enjoy or appreciate what is often ignored.
Mm.
So it went really well once I realized the name. Because at first I was going to just, you know, go by my name. But it stuck because everyone started calling me by that name. So, but also Brittany Ann as well.
So we'll put a link on the show notes, so look at it there and you can read about her and follow her on all the various social media platforms. But I really enjoyed our conversation. It was really interesting to get into your head and kind of how this happens for you.
Yes.
It's very, very fascinating because your life is not like my life.
it's just
different. It would be... I would think it'd be rewarding yet very difficult to be you sometimes. Yeah. So I'm glad that you've come into it and embraced it.
Yes.
Just like you were always meant to be. There's never going to be another way.
I appreciate that. Yes.
Brittany Ann, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Yes, I appreciate this. It was interesting.
I hope that's not a bad thing. And that wraps up our conversation with Brittany Ann of Smell the Roses. Find a link to her website in the show notes. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.